all are telling that he is only Saptara. I don't believe. As little, I know that one who has come to Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will surely come to Srimati Radhika. For Annako, who has given you, because of Sapta?
Kati Devi
of men? Inka naam le karke, care of Inka. Kati Devi, care of
Navadishtha.
Does this mean that how do we pray to this compassionate nature, Radharani? Does it have to be to her representative?
Radhe Vrindavana Dhise Karuna Mrutbani Kripaya Nijapadadya Darsyam Mahiyam Pradhyam Savai Vasmi Savai Vasmi Najivami Kaya. This is Vijjaya Radhe Sangnay Mahamsa. आशा भरई अमृत सिंधु मय कथंचित कालो मयाति गमिता किल सांप्रतम पंके कृपामयी विधस्त नैव किं प्राणै ब्रजेन बकार नाति. So I don't want to live my life, I don't want to bakari Krishna, I don't want to live in Vrindavan, nothing if you will not give your mercy, your lotus feet. Then I don't want anything. So you should do this. I am yours, and only to yours. I will also pray to Krishna. Shyame Rama Ramana Sundarta Varishta Sandarja Mohi Samajya Ganasya. श्याम सुंदर शिखंड शेखर स्मेर हार मुरली मनोहर राधिका रसिक मं कृपा निदेश प्रिया चरण सिंह करी तो यू शुड डू योर प्रिया प्रियतमा राधिका इंक्रीमेंट पल्ल दासी ऑफ योर प्रिया
कृष्ण
अवसु तो कृष्ण. You should give the best of Radhika. So many. This is Isharakayan thing. This is Isharakayan thing. Sancharan Netra Lakshmi. Lasita Purulibhi Khanjari Jatya Khelan. Hriday Madhupavalli Vallabhadhi Sunu. Afilaguna Gambhira Radhikam Arshayam. श्यामे रमा रमण सुंदरता वरिष्ठ सौंदर्य मोही समझ जगत श्यामश्च बाम्बुज वत् कदाहम ताम इंद्रिय विरल रूप भराम भजामि. ओ कृष्ण प्रिय श्रीमती राधिका, विल आई हैव अपॉर्चुनिटी, आई विल बी सो मच सौभाग्यवान
फॉर्चुनेट
that Krishna has taken in his arms to Radhika. And Radhika is so much pleased because Krishna is under his control, her control. So, O Devi, when Krishna has caught in his left arm, and at that time you are feeling so much pleasure, will you give me darshan and will tell that, oh, Kinkari, come on and do my seva. There are so many prayers to that. Also, Lina Nikunja Kahare Bhavating Mukunde Chitrayvasu Chitrapati Sushila. That's how meeting you. Bhavata. A day, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 1 month, whole year will be taken in praying Srimati Radhika.
So a sadhak can make these prayers?
Huh?
A sadhaka devotee, he may make these prayers.
pray and weep bitterly. She said, I will not drink, I will not eat, I will not do anything if you have no mercy to me. If animal is dying and telling that if Satsang Maharaj will come, then I will take water, otherwise I will die. What will you do?
You have to go.
You have to go. Similarly, Srimati Radhika will have to come. साढ़े चार सौ सब आज
I want to hear about the difference between theoretical knowledge and realization. For example, I hear you say that the service of Radharani is the highest thing. I accept that, but I accept it as truth, but that I may not have realization. So what is the difference?
So much difference. Without realization, we are telling truth. If there is something as part of realization, then we have so interest and we cannot live without that. Always eating and always doing, like Narada in his last time, when Krishna gave him in his park darshan to him, as Billa Mangal is in his last time, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dipped and dipped in Gambhira, always dipping.
So, realization means that you must have direct experience, or can it be just faith? If you have strong faith, is that realization?
No. We have jnan, not vijnan. That is vijnan. Krishna told Chatushloki Bhagavat to Brahma, and he told everything. What is Brahma? What is Krishna? How I am? Krishna told everything to. What is bhakti? What is Mahamaya? What is Yogamaya? Rite artham japati etana prateti cha asmini yatham yatha bhava jagdhu urupakarma. Everything he told to Brahma. But for that he has no experience of all these things. Then he gave something from his inner by eyes and gave her hand on the head of Brahma, and everything he realized at once. And then he was kritartha. Kritartha?
Realize
everything. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told everything to Rupa Goswami.
Yeah.
But it was only knowledge. But he, when he gave his shakti, throw his shakti in his heart, he at once realized this. We are all telling everything by knowledge, by hearing. No experience. No experience. But when, by the mercy of any sincere Vaishnava or by Krishna himself or Chaitanya, then we will realize. As we know that by drinking water, our thirst will go away. We know theoretically. Not practice. When you are so thirsty and if anyone gives you a glass of very good butter to you, and if you drink, then it is free. As Nar told Vyasadeva everything in Samyaprastha Ashtam to Vyasadeva. And when he told that I have no realization, I have heard everything, then Nar told that you should, by practicing bhakti, you should realize yourself. And he told the method. And then bhakti yogena manasi samgata
pranite
amale amale apashyat purusham purusha and realize how Krishna is, how his parikara and how he is going towards Krishna and from Krishna to back to Krishna to the ear. And then what he said wrote in Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Samadhi Bhasha for Jiva. Jatya vai srimanayam krishne parma purushe bhakti upapadyate. Punsa so moha. Here upapadyate means that bhakti is realized in heart. Then he will have to realize all this by practicing. Keep darshan. And in minor way, Gaun, all will be pleased and come to you and give respect. They are bound to give respect, money and everything. This thing we realize, but Krishna is not giving that. But we see that we have now interest in hearing his past. At first it was wrong, but now we realize. In chanting his name, something comes, we realize it, but we still did not speak on it. Are not seeing Krishna playing on float, crooked eyes and all these things. How he is vidagdha, how he is rasi, and how he is vaidhati lila. He is Lalit Nayak. We don't realize. But by practicing so, we can practically realize. If anyone has bhav, there are some proofs for this. In fact, there is some Sindhi that has been told. Shanti Rabyasta Kala Samdhyasthirvani.
If you hear from a person who has realization, that is a way to gain realization?
Not at once, but after some time, by practicing and hearing and hearing. This is the way, but I have not realized. I want to realize. I have only a realization that now Krishna passions are so pleasing that I am feeling. His name is Sri. Up to some extent I am realizing something. I have also faith, full faith, that by practicing bhakti we can realize practically all this. But what I am doing, practicing house, it is no hope to realize. We should do more and more and more. Like Dildo Mangal, like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, Nirupa Goswami. No time in vain, not a single moment. What to tell about prem? If asakti comes, whole life is changed. Whether it is summer or it is winter, whether I have taken clothes or not, whether I am naked or full of this, whether anyone is doing apaman or samman, always hankering for that Krishna mercy is not found. Always begin. I see that I have no, not sati. No weeping, nothing. No lamenting. I'm taking Mahaprasad and very sleep. I sleep. They have no sleep at all. They are sleeping and like this. No sleep at all. And remembering past times. Bhakti Vinod Thakur also has expressed his all of him. In Sikshamrita, Chaitan Sikshastakam, Yugai Chang Namishena Chakshusa Prabhisai, then he explains so marvelous. What he saw is the right. Chaudhi ke Sunna
Dharatal Chaudhi ke Dekhi.
That prakara I am seeing Sunne Jiro. That prakara. And always tears in eyes. At once I thought that Krishna is playing on his floor under a kadamba tree and seeing towards us in a bankim drishti. At once I ran towards him. And at once he went. I was about to catch hold. And he was ek kadam walked. And at last he. Then I became faint and was. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Kashi. How they feel we cannot tell of you. That written something somewhere, we can imagine something. But actually what happened to them? No one can trace. As though we have no practical knowledge of this, but we, yet you cannot live in Krishna Balaram Mandir. Why you run away? Why you come? I think that you are superior than me. You are always hankering, coming. I prefer not to come, but yes. You are not saying that I am Satsang Maharaj, I have written so many books, I am so honorable person. Everything. Giving in basket. What basket? You are very honorable person.
Like you say, I realize that if you practice bhakti, you'll get respect. That's all I realize. I've learned that. But not that you get Krishna. So I want to learn that.
This is like a madira.
Wine.
Wine. Man becomes upset. What to do, how to not do, do everything. Anyhow, we should have that. This is something what greed. It doesn't vichar nahi karti. It does not think that whether I am qualified or not qualified. At that time anyone cannot see. I want whether I am
qualified
or not. This is the symptom of actual greed.
You were explaining how one who has prema bhakti, he will not leave Vrindavan for anything. But the gopis, when Narada Muni came and said, Krishna has a headache, and the dust from your feet will cure that headache, they said, here is the dust from our feet, and we will go to hell, but let Krishna's headache be cured. So it seems for Krishna's pleasure, they will go.
Very good.
Out of Vrindavan.
It means not. That it denotes that they will never go.
Meaning of what they are saying.
Only they want to die, they want to live, they want to do anything if Krishna has some pleasure. Only this meaning. They don't want to live in Vrindavan. Why they don't want to live in Vrindavan? Everything is telling the history of Krishna. Everything are Uddipak for Krishna to do. All the trees, all the latas, all the dust of Vrindavan, Jamuna, Govardhan, all the trees, everything, deer, cows, everything. Remembering Krishna. And if they knew that Krishna is not so anandi, not pleased, If we live in Vrindavan, they can live in Vrindavan also. But they don't, they know that by living in Vrindavan, Krishna is always here. Anyhow, Krishna is always here in Vrindavan. Any question? No?
I have one more. Our spiritual master used to say that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said a devotee should finish up your business in this lifetime. Don't come back for another birth. But you have explained that the goal of Gopi Manjari Bhav may take lakhs and lakhs of births. So we like to hear this urgent statement, finish up your business. So how can we develop that urgency while on this path that takes so long?
There are two kinds of ambition. Worldly and Gulok Brajdhan. Both are wishes. I want to be satisfied by these holy, worldly things. Bhog Vilas, all these. And second is to serve Radha and Krishna. As a gopi, gopi bhava. Both are ambitions. But only this ambition of tasting world and bhog and vilas are called ambitions. Not to serve and Radha Krishna is ambition. But yet both are ambitions, kamana. We want to one that every wish other than Krishna should go out. Then, and but yes, this is gaun thing.
Gaun, you know?
Gaun.
Minor. But our root ambition is that we should serve as a gopi to Radha and Krishna. Up till then, this is not fulfilled. If I'll have to come here and go there and come here, we are ready to go. In the association of Vaishnava, we cannot go at once in Golok Vrindavan. First, all worldly ambitions should go away. Then, by the association of Vaishnava, we will be interested in up to asakti. And then bhava will come. And you will have surely to come in this world if you have sarup siddhi. After Sarva Siddhi, you will have to come. And after Sarva Siddhi, for Vastu Siddhi, you will have to go in that Brahmand, very Brahmand, where Krishna desire is appearing. And that in Prakat Leela, you will be the associator of that Krishna Nijajan, Gopi. And then you will go in Vastu Siddhi. So up to that time, you have to come again as Gop Kumar. It is seen in a book only. It seems that a day he attends that stage. But I see that so many Brahmans came and went. So many Brahma went and came and went. After that he got that stage. Because he himself became Brahma.
Yeah.
She went in also in Siddhalok, Brahmalok, Sadashivalok, and in Vaikunthalok. And from he returned, again went to Ayodhya, again to Dwarka, again he returned. In the meantime, lakhs and lakhs of Brahma were transferred here. And then he went to
he has returned from Govardhan
by the will of Srimati Radhika. As his Gurudev, he came. Gopkumar was ordered for this Govardhan Vipra. So he has everything. And he was telling his history that he had had to come so many times. And again, to fulfill the wish of Srimati Radhika, he had.
He didn't need to go before that, he didn't need to go to
No. Someone will have to cross all these one by one by. But those who have accepted bhakti, they will go at once.
So then we don't have to wait for so many brahmins.
No. But we'll have to for association of Vaishnavas, Manasadhak, and Siddha Parikar. Also, you will have to wait for Parikar. As Ajamil was led to Vaikuntha by the four Parikar of Vishnu. But everything will arrange Krishna himself or Radhika. If you are dependent on them.
Kali Yuga is a very dangerous age and it gets worse and worse. So if we come back, it may be very difficult.
It is Kali Yuga that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and you have come. In Satyug, no mercy on you. But in Kali Yuga you have mercy. In Satyug and Treta and Dwapar, we could not realize these things. Mahabhav and Rasaraj, we have not heard. No word will come, but we are so much fortunate that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu assisted. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, we are seeing, all the books are seeing, and his pastimes we are hearing. Certainly, we are more fortunate than Gopkumar also, because he only went to Saksha, but we have not gone anywhere. But our goal is fixed that we should go to that. उन लोगों की भिन्न अवस्थाओं को देखने के लिए दिखाने के लिए ऐसा किया है. You know? Oh, this is still. Keep it and you should take. From tomorrow, after giving Thakurji, then we can take. On Ekasi, you should not use seal. Whether it is such seal or Ekadasi, but yet you should not use. I'm going to.
One more question. We are hearing from you about Radha and Krishna, and we are becoming inspired. But in our deity worship, when we do puja, personal puja, then we become somewhat confused. What is pratikul, what is anukul? And we are always thinking how to do this so it is, and many questions come. Now, last time you said it is best to worship Giriraj as Govardhan, as Giriraj, as devotee. So now I was thinking the main worship is to offer Tulsi and Chandan. But if you worship as devotee and offer the Tulsi and Chandan, what should your meditation be?
You okay?
I see.
If you give Tulsi in my tea, it is wrong. And if you give Tulsi in my mouth or on my head, is it opposite of Siddhant? If you put Tulsi in your spiritual master's hand or head, is it bhakti virodhi?
If he is offering to Krishna and Radha.
We give Tulsi to Gurudev. One can give it in the feet of Gurudev, but it is opposite to Bhakti Siddhanta. It should not be, it will be aparad. But if we offer Tulsi to Gurudev, you can give Tulsi as you give it to Gurudev or any Vaishnava. If we offer me Tulsi, it is given to Prabhu and you are given in my mouth. Does it contradict you?
No.
So we can give it to Giriraj like this, and if you want, you can give him as a Krishna also. Then we'll have to think that we are giving in the feet of Govardhan. But everywhere Govardhan's feet and mouth everywhere and head everywhere. So you should think that whether we are giving it, offering in the feet of Govardhan, or in the mouth, or on the head, on our in the hand. So it depends on you. No harm.
Maharaj, you can offer to Krishna and then offer to Buddha.
Hmm?
You can also offer to Krishna and then offer Mahaprasad to Buddha.
All depends on our bhavana, mood. If your mood is good, it will help you. The mood can giving that we are giving in the face of Govardhan, then it means that he is Krishna. And if you are in a mood that we are giving in the hands of Govardhan, he will give it to Krishna. We offer Tulsi to Gurudev, but not in faith, but in this and on the head we give it. And we give it to Tulsi also here also. So both can be done. It depends on the mood. I'm unjustified?
Right. We never give flute to Gurudev.
Huh?
We never give flute. Can we give flute to Giriraj as devotee?
We can. We can. But not ordinary person should be. If they are like manjari, they can. I will think that I have stolen this bansi from Krishna and I am going to my Guru Manjari and she will give to Vishakha and they will laugh saying, Krishna, where is your bansi? So in this mood we can do everything. All things depends on mood. But the sadhak should be of highest, not lower. They will do aparadha.
Okay.
If any harm, if anyone gets bansi in his guru's hand, so pleasant. I will tell that, oh Guru, Gurudev, not Gurudev, oh Pran Sati, I have stolen. And Krishna is so Sati, you should hide yourself. Then he takes and does like this. No harm. But if you think that our Guru they will play on Krishna, any devotee who has not gone up to bhava avastha, they cannot imagine that this bansi should be given to him. But after that, if he has mercy of Manjari, then he can have that view. Neglected Jahnava Devi. And he told that you are Ati Badi.
And that's why he fell down.
And that is why he left aside. And he warned all Vaishnavas not to associate him. That I. But not that escape.
So this is
not I cannot say because I have not read in any authentic book. You can show if I can.
Okay.